are listening to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast, the number one podcast in the world for leaders who want to be the best. Each episode is designed to help you recognize and overcome your leadership challenges and achieve great success at your work. This episode is brought to you by your host, Payal Nanjiani, a world-renowned leadership expert, executive coach, and author known for her leadership talks, corporate training, and executive coaching. To know more about Payal, visit her website, www.payalnanjiani.com.
Hi friends, this is your host Payal Nanjiani. Welcome back to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. And today I want to talk to you about the shiny object syndrome. It's a problem I have seen so many of these leaders face. In fact, here's a statement I've heard almost every day from leaders whom I coach, and it isn't necessarily a good thing. And that statement is, "Oh Payal, I have a great idea for a new project or a new business." Now, when someone with many years of experience comes to me excited about a new product line or a service, I can't help but approach the conversation a little guarded. Let me explain this to you. See, I coach leaders with several years of experience and they are in very senior roles in organizations. And SOS, the shiny object syndrome, increases as you go up the corporate ladder. Because when you come to me every time with a new idea, excited, to get into a new project, there is a point in the during this talk of their coaching that tells me that they might have the SOS, the shiny object syndrome. And let me tell you, it impacts leaders to some degree, and even the most disciplined ones get impacted by it. It's a disease of distraction. You're mindlessly jumping from one project to another, assuming that each of the project presents a bigger, better, and a more feasible option for you than the previous one. And this rabbit life, hopping from one place to another, it just impacts many leaders and it kills their career. For instance, while coaching a senior vice president, we discussed how he needed to build his leadership brand. And I saw how he just couldn't decide on his niche, and so he jumped from wanting to be known as a problem solver to being a great communicator to being known as an authority in tech. And all of this happened in 3 months. So SOS, the shiny object syndrome, usually impacts leaders due to ambiguous guilt that there is something bigger, better, and more exciting for them to work on. And if they don't grab it, they will lose the opportunity. And in a way, it is also related to FOMO, the fear of missing out. And many leaders whom I coach, I have seen how mindlessly they jump from one job to another. They leave their current job seduced by entrepreneurship, or they hop from one idea to another only to repent later, and they never ever see the benefit and the biggest results of sticking around. So this shiny object syndrome, my friend, is a condition that inflicts millions of leaders around the globe. And they just get sidetracked by a new business idea or a project that feels new and exciting. Now, I am not saying that every new project is a bad idea. Well, the key is in determining a good idea and what is just a shiny object meant to distract you from your goals. You've got to be clear in that distinction. And if you have the tendency to follow an idea without first weighing its potential, and as a result getting distracted from it soon, then that's the problem. So too many leaders, they end up spinning their wheels, running from one idea to the next without ever following through and achieving success in one area. And so the shiny object syndrome can be so seductive. It can actually be a career killer for you. It can stop your growth. And do you know when most people are prone to develop this SOS? Well, it usually happens when you are overworked and stressed, or when you are compared to others. Because when you're overworked and stressed, out of pressure, you try to see something else, the shiny object around you. Or when you're compared to others, you feel what you are doing is really not valuable and it's not going to lead anywhere, and you're looking for fast growth and fast success. That's when you will start to develop the SOS. And while doing all of this, I have seen how the productivity in your work gets hit. Many leaders are unable to finish their projects well on time. They have poor planning of their ideas and directives. They land up confusing their staff, and they never see the long-term benefits of their current projects. And a lot of this, you know, you might have experienced this. Many of us have this experience of listening to a motivational talk, and suddenly then we make a connection between the speaker's big idea and a challenge we face at work. And then we just make a decision and we jump out of the current position to just chase the new one. I highly believe, my friends, it's time we look inwards, not outwards. You really need to stop thinking about what others are doing all the time. Instead, you need to focus inwardly at yourself. Let me tell you something here. When you have some goal out there you are stretching for and reaching for, you've got to stick to it so that you can get great results. I started writing for school newsletters initially, and then graduated to local newspapers, then to online and print magazines and bigger magazines, well-known names, before I was invited by some of the top publishers in New York to write my books on corporate leadership. So let me tell you, I would have never have been doing this and written my fourth book had I fallen prey to the SOS, and if I wasn't willing to stick to my purpose for helping leaders become the best version of themselves, I would have gone into the shiny object syndrome. And if you want to avoid this, if you want to avoid the shiny object syndrome, you have to make sure that you stick to your purpose. Listen to this, my friend. People are going to pull you in all directions. That's the part of our corporate life. Okay. Add to this the information age we are in. It's going to blind you with objects that will give you a very strong urge to leave the current thing at hand to try out something new. It is your ability and your duty to stick around to what you are currently doing, finish it off so that you can see the results. In fact, scientists, they consider the ability to establish mental focus as an important predictor of a person's future success. It is perhaps one of the most important indicators I have seen in the successful people, along with their intelligence and GPA. And because I have private access to so many of these world-class top leaders about whom we read in the public domains, I have seen that they have a laser-sharp focus. Because if you are not focused and you switch from one random activity to another, it's unlikely that you will ever master what you are doing. And success demands excellence. It demands mastery. I have no idea what you want to become in your career, but whatever you want to become, you will have to be away from the shiny object syndrome. You know, Bruce Lee, if you remember Bruce Lee, he highlights the tremendous benefits of being able to reach the highest level of focus and concentration. And he also points out that if we are able to perfect our concentration skills, we can be so much more than average. So successful leaders whom I have coached, they maintain a laser-like focus in life no matter what is going on around them. You've got to concentrate all your thoughts on the work at hand, just like the sun rays do not burn until brought to focus. And what's harder, I have seen for most leaders, but far more valuable, is to fall in love with the problem. You see any of the big names in the industry, you go back in history, you will, you know, read about Albert Einstein, about Nelson Mandela. In their biography, I have seen how they have fallen in love with the problem. They want to solve a bigger problem. They want to fill in a gap. Falling in love with the problem rather than the solution or the position or where it needs to take you, it just makes it possible to avoid the shiny object syndrome. So if you're aiming, say for example, for a position of a CIO or a C-suite or anything, if you fall in love with solving a problem of why you want to get there and what problem are you going to solve as you're getting there, I can almost guarantee you, you will avoid the shiny object syndrome and you will not be pulled in all directions. You will have a laser sharp focus. And there are ways in which you can starve your distractions and feed your focus. And one way is to simply ask yourself three questions. Question number one, what is the most important thing I need to do right now? Question number two, where am I supposed to be right now? And question number three, is this opportunity a distraction or will it add value to my work? My friend, don't be a dabbler. Don't be a dabbler. Be a master at what you do. I encourage you today to avoid the shiny object syndrome and commit your life to mastery. That's where true success is. Your career will thank you for it. So build the habit of finishing things that you start and achieving the goals that you set for yourself. Be a leader who is known to finish strong.